So how do we face life's challenges? It seems as time that at times that God is actually like Jesus calling to Peter, asking us to walk on water. And then sometimes by his grace, it seems like we actually are. And then we see the wind and the waves. And our eyes get off of Christ and onto our challenges, and we begin to sink. How do we face life's challenges? That's the topic that we're going to cover this morning. Turning your Bibles to Judges chapter 7. We're continuing our series, The Old Testament Sings Amazing Grace. That great hymn, but with brand new verses. 39 verses to be exact. One verse, one passage, one stanza from every book of the Old Testament. 39. We've gone through several of the books. We find ourselves this morning in the book of Judges. Today we're going to see how God's grace combats one of the most common misunderstandings of the Christian life. This misunderstanding has been revealed in several scientific polls that have been done by Gallup or by Barna. The question that was asked Americans in general was this: is the phrase, God helps those who help themselves, in the Bible? 82% of Americans replied that yes, the phrase, God helps those who help themselves, is in the Bible. Thankfully, evangelicals in America were also polled, and they did better. By one percentage point. 81% of American evangelicals believe that the phrase, God helps those who help themselves, is in the Bible. We live in an I got this kind of culture. We live in a I can fix this kind of culture. Even marketing campaigns have bought into our cultural belief system. For many years, Home Depot's slogan was, you can do it, we can help. And it seeped into evangelicalism. You can do it. God, he's there to help. If you need it. Because after all, God helps those who help themselves. Now, even if your biblical literacy is at the place where you know that that phrase is not in Scripture, let me tell you something. That attitude is etched upon our fallen hearts. We, by nature, are self-sufficient, self-reliant people. And the whole book of Judges is God's work to break us in his grace of that attitude. Let me tell you a little bit about the book of Judges before we read our passage together. Judges is sort of the mopping up stage at the beginning of the campaign to take over the promised land. Then Joshua, the great leader of the campaign, he dies. He goes to glory. And then the text tells us that a generation arose after Joshua who neither knew God or understood what God had done for Israel. And the book of Judges is a cyclical story. Cycle after cycle after cycle, this is how it works. When Joshua was still alive, there was prosperity.